Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comfort, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my praise. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell you. I will pray to you in my secret place. Yeah. For you are my everything. Yeah, I stand and give you glory and praise. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds to get to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing. I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer for worship. A praise of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. Before all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you. For you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You're my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. Surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to, Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Even when I don't know where my next meal is coming from, somehow, some way you make a way. You're my life. You're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me. And I gotta testify that you are. Trial of this life, you step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. You calm my mind, just like you calm the sea. You
You are my everything. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Runner for Christ Ministry Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday worship experience. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Mother Irma Miller. Good morning, and thank you for being with us this morning.
And good morning to you. It's a blessing to even be here and being able to speak with everyone. Amen. Our reading is Living the New Life, and we're reading out of the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits on the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all of his glory. So put to death the sinful, earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now it is time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on the new nature and be renewed as to learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric or uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy person he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with the love which binds us all together in perfect harmony, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Amen. Thank the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up to you some much deserved praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, fellowship. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. We ask that you hear and answer the prayers in faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. Lord, we ask that you heal and sick and comfort many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that you, Jesus Christ, is lifted in songs, prayers, and preached words so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all and have a wonderful day and a safe 4th of July weekend. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Irma, for scripture and prayer this morning and just opening, helping us open up. We appreciate
Amen.
You.
God bless you. Talk to you later.
Have a great day. Yes, ma'am.
You too.
All right. You're welcome. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Amen. That is a very, very beautiful song, and those words mean so much to Jesus. Why? Because that's what he wants from us. He said, if you really want to be my disciple, you're going to have to deny yourself, take up the work I gave you, the cross, the work, amen, and then follow me. How long? Until you leave here. Amen? That is really what the Lord is asking us to do, is to give up our hopes, give up our dreams, give up our aspirations, amen, for what we want to be and what we want to do in this life, and shape all that around his purpose for us. Amen? Let that stuff, amen, fold into his purpose for us, and not that be what we think is his only purpose for us. You know, be successful, get a good education, get a good job, make good money, everything wonderful, wonderful. No, that's not quite what he's asking for. It could involve that. Amen? But what he wants is you. That's what he wants. He wants you. He wants you to serve him. But we first have to recognize that without him, we're not much at all.
I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you. Lord, I'm nothing without you.
Nothing without you.
Nothing without you. nothing without you. Nothing without you. Nothing without you. I'm nothing but a ship without a sail on, moving aimlessly, tossed to and fro. I'm nothing without you. So breathe through me.
Amen. When we recognize that and start living like we really believe that, because it'll show up in your life. I am nothing without you, so breathe through me. Amen? When we get that in our heads, then we can really go somewhere rather than turning Jesus into a big, giant gumball machine and all we want to do is throw a quarter in, give him a tithe and offering, then twist the thing and get some gum and a prize. It don't work like that. You belong to him. He paid for you. Jesus went to the cross. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus rode on the third day so that we could be reconciled back to the Father. God is reconciling this whole world back to himself through his son, Jesus. Go read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 if you don't believe it. Amen. Start at verse 11 and go to the end. Jesus, God is you, and guess what? We are his ambassadors. God, it says over there that God is making his appeal for everybody to get saved through us. We belong to him. Go read 1 Corinthians chapter 6. You are not your own, but you are bought at a price. Amen? And we know what that price is. Amen? Crucifixion, sweat and drops of blood in the garden. That was a high price. That's how valuable that we are to God. So the price is paid. We belong to him. Amen? He belongs to us. Yes, he does, because he's our Lord and our Savior. Did you hear what I said? Lord and Savior, not just Savior. Watch out.
My life is not my own. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor O, for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged, which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own shepherd and our very own pastor and shepherd, Gerald Marshall Overall, Pastor O, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Pastor O. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
My
but life is what you gave to me. Sometimes turning my back from you, but your love still remains faithful and true.
Amen, amen, amen. Lord, I will not choose my own direction. I want to be yours. You know, I used to hear that song in my head before I ever heard it played. And it was at the hall one Sunday morning. Deacon Charles Tate came in, and we had a little radio hookup, and we could plug it in, and he plugged it in, and that song came on. That was one of the songs he was listening to. And that's, and I finally heard it all the way through. Of course, I purchased it and been playing it ever since. But it talks about how God knew us before we were born. And, you know, it was things the Lord had been telling me. And then I heard it, and amen. And it just meant so much to me to know that even before I was born, that I was born, you know, for his purpose. So that means I have purpose. That means you have purpose. If you can believe it, if you can receive it, your life has purpose. God has a purpose. If you love God, then you called according to his purpose. And God purposed me to be Pastor O, purposed running for Christ, purposed my marriage, purposed my children. Even though everything went the way it did, it was all to get me right where I am right now. And that is to do this altar call. What a privilege it is for us to be able to take every one of our cares and concerns. You know, we always telling people, well, I didn't want to bother you with that. But we can bother the Lord with that as much as we want to. And he wants to hear it. He wants to hear from us. If we believe, if we really believe what God's word says, then we're going to go to God about what his word says. And we're going to take our stand on his word. No matter the circumstances that we're in or facing, the situations we're in or facing, none of that matters. All that matters is his word. The storms don't matter, okay? All that matters is his word. And when we stand on that, Amen. God's going to do what God said he will do. Amen. Let's pray. Let's talk to him like we can, because we can. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today, and we praise your holy name for this day. We know, Father, you exist outside time, so there's no such thing as days with you, but you surely did give time to the earth. You said the evening and the morning were the first day, and that was a 24-hour period, and that's when you established time. Now, Father, you don't live by time, so for you and for Jesus and the Holy Spirit, it's always right now. But for us, there's time. And so, Father, we thank you that you gave us time. And we want to take this time to talk to you, to tell you how much we love you, to tell you how thankful we are for everything that you do for us. You do everything you wanted to do for us before we even were born. You had already purposed for us to live lives as your children. We don't know whether it was through election or predestination, and we really don't even care. We're just glad to be yours. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we don't get what we deserve, but we get your mercy. And that's your undeserved kindness, your undeserved loving kindness, and your mercy. Rather than giving us what we deserve, rightfully deserve, you've done away with that. You put all of that on Jesus. And now all of our sins, past, present, and the ones we're going to do later on, okay, all that's been dealt with. And you've made a way for every time we fall, like you had your son, Dinah McClurkin, to write that song, we fall down, but we get back up. Why? Because Jesus enabled us to be able to fall down and get back up. Just like he was crucified but rose on the third day, we could die serving you, not physically, but die in our service to you and then be raised right back up to it. Father, you know how many times you suspended me for my bad behavior, but you never let me go. You used that bad behavior to mold me into who I am today so I could be pastor of Running for Christ Ministries. You truly made all things work together for this good that you're doing right now through your local organized congregation called Running for Christ Ministries, Father. And at this time, I'd like to pray for every member. Jesus, you told me they would be your end time saints. Jesus, you said they would serve you in these last and terrible days. You said you would bring to my side all of those folks who could do all kinds of things, and they would do things so that Running for Christ could do the thing that you intended for it to do. So, Father, we just want to say thank you, Jesus, for bringing all those people together and making teachers out of some, making executive board members out of others, making deacons out of others, and even those, Heavenly Father, that have not taken up a position in the church, you still have made them alive and functioning. We have folks, Father, that we call lay folks that can do the same things that deacons do. They can pray, and they can even give a word, just like the deacons and the preachers do. So, Father, that's all you working through them. That's you, Jesus, doing what you said you would do with them. And I thank you, Lord. My eyes have seen it, and I glorify you, and I praise you for it. It's an awesome thing that you're doing in each and every one of them. And you've even taken Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, like you did Assistant Pastor Janice Tate, and given them their own personal ministries. And, Father, they're doing that thing in spite of whatever going on in life. They're still doing that thing. And, Lord, that gives me expectations about the rest of them to see that this is just the beginning. Who knows what you're going to do with them? So I thank you. But I ask you, Father, to bless them, because it won't all just happen. The devil who runs this world, the prince, the power of the air, that spiritual wickedness in high places, well, he got people down here who are his disciples too, and they are on the straight crazy because you're allowing them to be on the straight crazy because we're coming up against the rapture. So, Heavenly Father, I pray for them, because the work that you're calling them to is going to do them just like they did your disciples, Jesus. When you got on that Shekinah glory cloud and lifted up out of here, they were left here. You told them that they could come where you're going later, but they couldn't come now because they had work to do. They had to plant and build a church in this wicked world where the devil run everything. And I thank you, Jesus, that you established your church in this world in Satan's face. and told Satan in Matthew 16 and 18 through 22 that hell going to rise up, but it ain't going to prevail. Hell going to form weapons, but they ain't going to prosper. And I thank you for that. So I'm asking you to bless each and every member of Running for Christ, especially protect them from the evil one. Lord, I ask you to do that for them every single morning before I get out of bed. And I thank you that you've done that. Not many have passed on. It's not a bad thing to pass on because they come home to be with you. Absent from the body, present with the Lord, as the word tells us. But I ask you, Heavenly Father, to bless them, because I know the devil, and I see what you're allowing him to do. He can't do whatever he wants to do. He can only do what you allow him to do. And you taught us that by letting us into heaven and letting us see that conversation that went on when he wanted to attack Job, when he just couldn't stand it, that you loved Job, and Job was living according to your word as best he knew. He wasn't perfect, but he lived according to the word that he had, and it was an oral tradition that came from Adam all the way down to him as to how to live for you, and whatever it was that they knew at that time in that dispensation of time, Father, in that age. Well, whatever it was, he was doing it, just like Noah did it to the nth degree. But the devil just don't like it when we down here in his little crappy world, this little trash heap he didn't turn this thing into. He don't like it when we start serving you. We're right down here behind enemy lines, going right into his strongholds and tearing them down with your word. And we're going right up to people who he had built up strongholds in their mind, and we're tearing it down with your word so they can be free to see you, to know you, to love you. But he gonna attack. He attacked every one of your disciples, and Jesus, by AD 100, they was all gone. But, Lord, your word continued on. It continued on from AD 100 to this very day. The prayer that you prayed over there in John chapter 17 actually happened. Jesus, you said you wasn't just praying for those who was right there presently under the sound of your voice, but you were praying for all of those who would believe on you according to their word. Lord, I decree and declare today it is your word that came down through all those years from AD 30 all the way here, Heavenly Father, to 2021, a correct word, a clear word. The devil came in from about year 400 to 1250, and he co-opted your word and corrupted it, but your word does what it always do. It rose above all of that and came out clear in the Reformation movement, and then your word began to be preached. Your word began to be disseminated to the people, and the people could believe the truth, live the truth, and be blessed by the truth. But we still here, Father, in the devil's world, down here serving you. Jesus, you said you went away to prepare a place for us, so we know that you're going to keep your word. Your word says you're coming back to get us so we could be with you where you at. So, Lord, I'm praying for Running for Christ Ministries, all the members. I'm praying for all the members of the body of Christ that in these last and evil days, we would recognize, Father, that in the midst of all of our troubles, you are there. You are looking out for us. You are watching over us. And your plan for us is to mature us into who we're supposed to be in Christ Jesus to that full measure just before we get out of here and become perfect on the other side. But while we're on our way to that, Father, we're going to have to fight every day. Jesus, it was you who told us the truth. You said in this life we're going to have trials and we're going to have things that trouble us. But you told us to be of good cheer. Why? Because you're seated at the right hand of the Father. And Father, you said, Jesus, sit thou here while I make your enemies your footstool. So, Father, we're in a world where you're making Jesus' enemies a footstool, and this gives us the opportunity to preach you, to proclaim the gospel to every creature, to tell them that he died and that he rose again for our justification. And God is reconciling back to himself this whole world to anyone who would just believe. We thank you, Father, that we don't have to do anything but believe. And then you take over and do all the rest. And Lord, you got a whole lot of nerve. Not only do you save our souls, which we cannot do ourselves, not only do you bless us in every which way, even before we knew you, the rain fell on us and the sun shined on us, and we ain't even know your name. We hadn't accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, and you were already good to us. Heavenly Father, but we thank you that if we tell somebody about Jesus, you will bless us for that. Father, we thank you that if we help somebody who has accepted Jesus to learn how to live this Christian life, this new life, you'll bless us. Lord, if we give you a tithe, if we give you an offering so that you can use the church to bless those in or outside the body of Christ, you'll bless us. If we ourselves, with the 90% that's left to us, use that to help the lady down the street, to help the man down the street, to help the girl, to help the boy, or whoever, in or outside the body of Christ, you will bless us. We can never do anything, Father, but give back to you what you've given to us. You say, bring me 10%, but you have to give us 10% before we could bring it, and then you bless us for bringing what you gave us. How awesome and how great are you? Who wouldn't serve a God and Father like you? Lord, we are so sorry for all of the things that you asked us to do that we don't do. And we are so sorry for all of the times that you asked us to do something and we just ignored you and went and did something else. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you will not give up on us, but you will continue with us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us this opportunity to be able to talk to you. Lord God, our Father, we repent of every stupid thing we've done. Every time we told you no, we repent of that, Lord. We you know, in your word it says that all your promises are yes and amen. All your promises. It has been said that there's over 3,300 promises in your word, and they're all yes and amen. Yes, so be it. And yet we tell you no when you ask us to do something. But you know what, Father? You said in your word, who is it that did the Father's will? The one when the Father said, go and do this or that, and they said, yes, I will, but didn't. But the one who said, I won't, but reconsidered and did. You said that's the one that did your will, because they actually, even though they said no up front, later on reconsidered and said yes. Lord, look at all of us. We're reconsidering right now. And where we've said no, we're going to start saying yes. When we said no, we won't attend no worship service, we're going to say yes. When we said no, we ain't going to no Bible class, we're going to say yes. When we said no, we ain't giving no tithes or no offerings, we said yes. Wherever we're telling you no in our personal life, our family life, our church life, our civic life, we're going to tell you yes. We're changing that. And we thank you, Father, that all we have to do is confess that we are not in alignment with you. We've not done what you told us to do. And then you take over and immediately forgive us our sin. And then cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No matter how many times a day that has to happen, you do it. Father, we thank you for everything. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you ask us to do. We'll take the steps we have to take. We'll make the moves that we have to make. And we thank you so much for that, Father. In the name of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for all our food, clothes, and water. And we ask a healing on all those who are sick. You know the needs of all your people, Jesus. You know everywhere. Oh, we're your body, Jesus. And I know you know what your body needs. So I'm asking you right now to move on the needs of your body, which are your people who have believed in you and accepted you as Lord and Savior and have become your little brothers and sisters. And I know you're going to look out for them, Jesus, even when they don't believe you will, even when they don't see you doing it. I know you will. I know you have. It's already done. Because you've written it all the way out to Revelation, right to the end. In your name, Jesus, We ask it all, and even what we didn't ask, the folks that's listening to prayer now and going to listen to it later on, they got stuff they want to ask you. Hear, Lord, and answer their prayer. It's in your name, Jesus, that we ask all this. And we're confident that even though we don't possess it right now, we have hope because your word says so. And we believe it, even though we don't yet possess it. In your name, Lord, we look for it to come. We live like Anna, we live like Simeon, in expectation of your word that you gave us coming to pass. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah. Govern yourselves accordingly. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for praying and making our request known to God. You know, we are so grateful and thankful for those prayers. We have truly been blessed through Runner for Christ Ministries, teaching, learning, and doing. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. We appreciate you. All right. I am having a good time this morning, enjoying this service, and I hope you are too. With more to come, I'd like to say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Amen. Okay, time for the preach word. A message from God, icing on the cake, the good part. After this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own associate pastor, Terrence Tate. Let us prepare to receive associate pastor Terrence Tate coming his own way with the word from the Lord. Amen.
Said, who will go? Amen, amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. What a privilege it is to be sitting in this sacred, sitting behind this sacred desk. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father. Oh, what a privilege it is for me to be used by you to preach your word. Father, just move me completely out of the way and have your way in during this message today. I preach your word with power and authority, and I don't take it lightly. In your name, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. You know, I picked that song because the church has gotten so used to preaching about breakthroughs, material breakthroughs, and material blessings. We've gotten so comfortable with preaching about that, that we refuse, that we refrain from letting the light of Jesus shine, even when it's uncomfortable. I'm going to say that again. The church has gotten so used and so comfortable with preaching about material breakthroughs and material blessings that we have gotten away from preaching about letting the light of Jesus shine even when it's uncomfortable. And that's the subject that I want to talk to you about today. Letting the light of Jesus shine even when it's uncomfortable. And I want to go to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 16. And it's quoted like this. In this way, let your light so shine before men, so that the Father in heaven will be glorified. I'm going to quote it again. In this way, let your light so shine before men, so that your Father in heaven will be glorified. And the second scripture that the Holy Spirit would like me to use is Mark chapter 16, verse 15, which reads this, which is quoted like this: go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go into Samaria, Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. You know, we have so many preachers in the world that have gotten so comfortable and so accommodating to preaching about breakthroughs and blessings. But we the church have been called to let our light shine before men so that the Father in heaven shall be glorified. What Jesus is meaning in Matthew 5:16 when he says, in this way, let your light shine before men so that the Father in heaven will be glorified. He means tell your story about how Jesus made you who you are in him, even when it's uncomfortable. You know, I love listening to Dr. Martin Luther King, because in part of his speech, it says, I've seen the mountaintop. He said, I might not get there with you, but it will be there together. But even when you don't feel comfortable telling your story about how Jesus made you who you are in him, you gotta be willing to let the light of Jesus shine in you. Let the light of Jesus take dominance over the power of the devil. See, when Jesus died on that cross, he didn't tell his Father, I'm not going to die on it. I'm not willing to be crucified for my brothers and sisters. Jesus told his Father, I'm willing to die on the cross for my brothers and sisters' sins, so that they could be in heaven with us. See, we are in order to let the light of Jesus shine in us when it's uncomfortable. We have to be willing to go around people that we don't like and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. In order to let the light of Jesus shine, even when it's uncomfortable, we have to be willing and ready to go to hang around people that we don't like with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, I love going to Running for Christ ministry, because even though we are teaching, learning, and doing church, Pastor O has always been willing and ready to let the light of Jesus shine in him, even when it was uncomfortable. He was always willing and ready to face any obstacles that he had, even when It was uncomfortable. See, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ can get uncomfortable. But if we are willing and ready to let our light shine before man so that the Father will be glorified, we will be blessed down here on earth. See, it says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go into Judea, go into Samaria, go into the uttermost parts of the earth with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even if you have kids that don't want to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, spread. You have to let the light of Jesus shine in you and do what Jesus has called you to do, which means tell your kids about Jesus, even when it's uncomfortable for you, and even if they don't want to hear about Jesus. Because when Jesus died on that cross for our sins, he was willing to be uncomfortable for us so that we could experience salvation and freedom from our sins and from ourselves. So, church, let the light of Jesus shine in you, even when it's uncomfortable. You know, people get so used to hearing about breakthroughs and blessings that they don't understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ cannot be spread if we continue preaching about breakthroughs and blessings the way the church has been. Let me tell you something, folks. One of the greatest blessings that we as Christians have received is when Jesus gave us salvation. One of the greatest blessings and breakthroughs that we have received is when Jesus gave us salvation. So, if you're around a child that doesn't want to hear the word of God, if you're around a child that doesn't want to hear about the good news of Jesus Christ, give them the good news of Jesus Christ anyway. Because when you spread the good news of Jesus Christ to your children, even when it's uncomfortable, you are letting the light of Jesus shine in you, even when it's uncomfortable. You know, my auntie Dennis has a ministry called Violence Breakers, where she teaches women how to get out of violence. And the reason why her ministry has been so successful like it is because she was willing to let the light of Jesus shine in her even when it was uncomfortable for her to let the light of Jesus shine in her. You know, I love Deaconess Kathy Clapper. I love the fact that she now has a ministry that's focusing on bringing the family back to God. The reason why she has that very successful ministry is because she was willing and she was ready to let the light of Jesus shine in her, even though it was uncomfortable. You know, Maya Angelou was a poet. And the reason why she wrote all the poetry that she wrote before going home to be with the Lord is because she was willing to let the light of Jesus shine in her even though it was uncomfortable for her to write poetry. To write the poetry that she wrote. See, the world won't know who Jesus is like we do if we, the church, continue to be comfortable staying where we are. Let me say that again. The world won't know who Jesus is like we, the church, know who Jesus is if we continue to be comfortable staying where we are. We have to be willing and ready to let the light of Jesus shine even in uncomfortable situations. It says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, "In this way, let your light shine before men so that the Father in heaven shall be glorified." Jesus did not get glorified when we refuse to tell our testimony about where Jesus has brought us from. The devil gets glorified in that. Jesus gets glorified when we become uncomfortable telling our stories about where Jesus has brought us from and where he's taken us to. you know, the reason why many churches are not getting blessed with the things that God wants them to have is because they are not letting the light of Jesus shine in them, even when it's uncomfortable. See, in order to see, in order for the world to see who Jesus is, we have to stop becoming comfortable staying where we are. And what I mean by that is, if Jesus has called you to be a preacher, yes, it's going to be uncomfortable, but let the light of Jesus take authority over the power of the devil and watch God work miracles in your life. If God has called you to be a teacher, don't tell God, "God, I'm not called to do this. I'm called to do so-and-so." Say, "God, I will teach the word of God even when it gets uncomfortable." If God has called you to be a doctor and to be a medical doctor, don't tell God, "God, I'm not called to be a doctor." Say, "God, I will be the best doctor that you want me to be until you call me home." You know what that is? When you tell God yes to his word, you are letting the light of Jesus shine in you even when it's uncomfortable. I did not want to be a preacher, but God wanted me to be a preacher of the word. So you know what I had to do? I had to be willing and be ready to be uncomfortable for the Lord. And when the Lord called me to be a preacher, I said, "Lord, I can't preach. I'm in a wheelchair." He said, "It doesn't matter. I'm putting you in an uncomfortable place so that you will be able to let the light of Jesus shine in you even when it's uncomfortable." My life hasn't always been smooth, but I'm grateful for God, for what God has done in my life, because I'm grateful for what God has done in my life, even when my life became uncomfortable, because it has taught me that the light of Jesus is better than spiritual darkness. Let me say that again. the light of Jesus is better than spiritual darkness. You know, the devil wants to have authority over you. But let me tell you, with the light of Jesus shining inside of you, he will never have authority over you unless you give him authority over your circumstance. Folks, it's time out. So it's time for us as the church to stop being comfortable staying where we are in Jesus Christ. It's time for us to be willing to be uncomfortable for the Lord, because the Like I said a little bit ago, the light of Jesus is better than spiritual darkness, and the world cannot know who Jesus is for themselves if the church is comfortable with not telling the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, Rosa Parks was a civil rights activist. But not only was she a civil rights activist, in her 92 years of living, she was willing to let the light of Jesus shine even when life got uncomfortable for her. And what I mean by that is, she fought for civil rights until her passing in 2005. Because she was willing to let the light of Jesus shine in her until her passing. She was willing to be a sacrifice for the Lord. She was willing to be uncomfortable for the Lord. Let me ask you something. Are you willing to be uncomfortable for the Lord? When God called you to do something, will you say yes for the Lord? Or will you continue to be comfortable staying where you are? Folks, say yes to the Lord, even when it's uncomfortable. God sent COVID to America to make us aware that it's time for the light of Jesus to be shown to the world, even when it's uncomfortable. We may not like the places where God takes us, but he's taken us to uncomfortable places so that we could shine the light of Jesus in the world, even when it's uncomfortable. You know, my mother was a security guard for Marathon for many years. She had to work. Some days she had to work days, some days she had to work nights. But she was willing to do what God called her to do at Marathon. And she was willing to let her, she was willing to let the light of Jesus shine in her, even though it got uncomfortable. And she did, she let the light of Jesus shine even when it got uncomfortable for her until the day she was called home. See, no, you only can let the light of Jesus shine in you if you are willing to leave your comfort zone, and if you are willing to be uncomfortable for the Lord. Let me say that again. You can only let the light of Jesus shine if you are willing to leave your comfort zone and if you are willing to be uncomfortable for the Lord. Folks, Jesus is coming back. And the world needs to know who he is. And we, the church, need to be willing to be uncomfortable for the Lord. We need to be willing to spread the gospel, spread the good news of Jesus Christ, so that the world can experience the day of salvation. Because without the light of Jesus shining in the world, salvation won't be spread. The gospel won't be spread. And we will be comfortable staying where we are. So folks, even if you're around people that you don't like because of their attitude, if God tells you, tell your testimony about where God has brought you from. Do it. It may be uncomfortable, but you will be rewarded when you get home. If you do what Jesus asked you to do. It says in Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do anything I say? You know, folks, I don't want to get home. I don't want to get to my heavenly home and hear the Lord say, you didn't do anything I say. So, folks, please let the light of Jesus shine in you, even though it's uncomfortable. Because Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Church, we have to be willing to be uncomfortable for the Lord, and we have to be willing to give somebody else the gift to experience eternal life. You know, because before we were saved by grace, we were once looking for somebody to give us the gift of eternal life. So, please, become uncomfortable for the Lord. Be willing to let the light of Jesus shine in you, even when you don't want to, and even when it's uncomfortable. If you do that, if we, the church, will start doing that, we will be rewarded for our work down here on earth when we get to our heavenly home. And we will hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you for the word that you have given me to minister to your people. Father, this message that you have given me to preach, wasn't easy to preach, but I thank you and I praise you for the opportunity that I got to preach your word the way you wanted me to preach your word. Father, you said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, you said, let your light shine. Let your light so shine before men so that the Father in heaven will be glorified. Father, I didn't preach your word the way you wanted me to preach it so that I will be glorified. I did it the way you wanted me to preach your word so that you will be glorified and so that you alone will be magnified, because you deserve all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for what you've allowed me to do for you today. Father, it's in your precious and holy name I pray this prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of the Blog Talk Radio listeners, old and new, who tuned in to our Saturday morning worship service this morning. We welcome you. We pray that you had a blessed time in the Lord. We always want to say thank you to the pastor of the hour, Pastor Terrence Tate, for bringing us that awesome word this morning. He is always ready to bless us with a word from the Lord. And he has been the energizer bunny lately on his word. And so we thank God for his faithfulness and his consistency and his obedience to bring the word forth to us every first Saturday of the month. And so we pray that you were blessed in some way by what you heard today. Amen. Amen. So Running for Christ Ministries, the physical building is still located at 27085 West Otter Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. It's going to be having some company soon, because we're going to be coming back. Amen. So we know we're excited for that. Praise God. Our Bible reading class, as you all know, is held on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Deaconess Nicole Seabrooks will be teaching 2 Chronicles chapters 19 through 25. Be on the lookout for your questions. And go to our church website, rfcm.org, under Bible classes, and you will also find them there. Amen. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Reverend Richard Overall is on Blog Talk Radio, teaching and preaching in his series Training Day. Set yourself a reminder each week to tune in at 4 p.m. Amen. Amen. So Sunday, July the 4th, tomorrow, we will be having our Sunday worship service beginning at 9:30 a.m. With Sunday School, of course. Deaconess Loretta Welch is our teacher for 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and we will be continuing on at 10 a.m. with our Sunday service with Assistant Pastor Janice Tate bringing us a word. Amen? Amen. So the fourth Wednesday of every month from now until about November, beginning around 10 a.m. for setup, First Fruit Living Ministries, Minister Shelley, Pastor O, as well as anyone else who wants to join in, is out in front of Running for Christ Ministries at the bus stop, praying with and for people, rededicating and restoring people back to and back in Christ, giving out Bibles and giving out lunches. Pastor has sent pictures and things like that. We get to see the people who stop, and he always says that the biggest thing that people look for is for prayer. So if you're able to make it out on the fourth Wednesday of every month, so this month is 1, 2, 3, 4. This month for July, it will be on July the 28th. So if you're able to make it out at 10 a.m., 10:30-ish in the morning for setup, please do. We see the pictures and we read the newsletters, and it just seems like a really wonderful time in the Lord. So if you can, make it out fourth Wednesday this month, July 28th, for setup at 10 o'clock. Amen? Amen. All right. So also a reminder that all of our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. So just visit rfcm.org. Click on the Blog Talk Radio tab, and you'll have access to all of our classes and our services that have been recorded, again, all for free. You can take it back all the way to 2009. That's a lot of classes. I think Pastor O said there's like over 1,200 or something like that. I mean, that's a lot of teaching and preaching. So get your Christian education on. And, again, go to rfcm.org, click on the Blog Talk Radio tab. They're all free, 24/7, 365. Download them and make sure to share them with others. Amen? Amen. So if you'd like to bless us at Running for Christ Ministries with a free will love offering, if you're a member and you want to pay your tithes and give any additional offerings towards any of the outreach ministries that we support, of course, rfcm.org is the place to go. All the info you need will be right there for you. In addition, if you would like to give a love offering for the preacher who brought the word to us today, which was Pastor Terrence Tate, of course, go to our church website, rfcm.org, under tithes and offerings. You can click, right there and give your gift right there, and you can notate who your gift is for, and it will be passed on to the preacher accordingly. Amen? Amen. So we know that prayer is simply a conversation between you and God. You're just talking to God like you would talk to someone who was standing right in front of you. And we know, that prayer is essential to bringing heaven down here to earth. John 15, chapter 5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. And so we have been commanded to seek God in all that we do, and he promised to be with us at all times. Therefore, it is our responsibility to unite as one in the body of Christ, serving in the purpose that God has created for us. Amen. So first, Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so we ask for your continued prayers for those who are sick, those who are shut in, one another, of course, yourself, our children, our nation, our world, our leaders on every level, those who are missing and exploited, those who are being trafficked and abused, all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world who are persecuted for their belief and their service to the Lord. We ask special prayers to go out to all of our mothers at Running for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl, Mother Louisa, Mother Irma, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Please keep Reverend Richard Overall in your prayers. We hear him on Tuesdays, but he's still got some healing to do. So, of course, keep him lifted up in prayer, as well as Tyrone Hamilton, Pastor John Mack. We still want to pray for all those in Florida who lost their loved ones, who are still, you know, praying for a miracle. But we know some time has gone by, so please keep them lifted up in prayer. Of course, all of the victims and families of mass shootings and gun violence and every other crazy, ridiculous, unnecessary crime, you know, that happens all over the world. We see it all day long. It's on the news all day long. We're inundated by negativity all day long. So clearly there is plenty to pray for. Amen. Pray for all those who are spiritually lost and confused, remembering Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, which is your household today, Judea, your community today, Samaria, outside of your community today, outside of your comfort zone, someplace where you might be a little uncomfortable, okay, to go to, and to the ends of the earth. And we know those are places that you never thought you'd go, never wanted to be bothered with, don't even want to deal with those people over there. Well, you know what? They need Jesus, too. It's our job to spread the good news of our Savior, Jesus Christ, so that no souls are left behind. We have a responsibility, y'all, so we need to get on our jobs. Amen? Amen. So Psalm chapter 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Romans 12, 15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 says, but let us not mourn as those who have no hope. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he, and that he is Jesus, will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. All of these things are gone away forever. So when you're sad and you're brokenhearted over the loss, you know, of a friend or a loved one, or even the loss that we see, hear, and read about, like I said, all over the world, use these scriptures as well as many others to give you the strength and encouragement that only the Word of God can give you. And so with that, we ask that you please continue to keep those who are bereaved and hurting in your thoughts and your prayers. And as always, we pray God's comfort, healing, love, and peace upon you. Amen. So we know that we're all part of the body of Christ and we need one another. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We just heard that preached. Amen. And we know that blessings are not always in the form of money or things. A smile or a kind word goes a long way, and the gift of love is free. So make sure you take time out today to be a ray of sunshine to someone, because as Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters, and do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, you may have entertained angels without even knowing it. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. It's a new month. It's the month of July. Today is July the 3rd, and we got a whole list of birthdays this month. So happy, happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who celebrated these first couple days in July already. If you're celebrating today, of course, happy birthday. But y'all know how we do. We send nothing but special love and birthday wishes to all of our Run for Christ Ministry family who will be celebrating this month. So she jumping off this month for her birthday on July the 1st. Hunter will be celebrating her birthday. That's Sarah's baby. Will be celebrating her birthday on the 4th. I will be celebrating my birthday on the 12th, as well as my birthday buddy Logan. He's on the 12th as well. DeAndra, as well as baby Isaiah. He's going to be 2 already. I can't believe it. he will be set. Well, they will be celebrating their birthdays on the 14th. Our vice president, the best vice president of Beecherstown, will be celebrating on the 16th, as well as Ryan Davis. Nicole Seabrook, that's Ryan's mama, she'll be celebrating on the 19th of this month. Our beautiful Deaconess Lisa Thornton, she will be celebrating on the 21st. And little Leon Payne will be closing us out this month, celebrating on the 27th. Y'all know I will be shouting them out, everybody out. I'm going to shout myself out, too, all month long. So happy, happy birthday to everyone. Amen? Amen. So your devotional for today is a prayer for our nation. We know we're going to be celebrating the 4th of July tomorrow. It means a lot of things to a lot of different people, but we're not always on the same page when it comes to things like this. You know, the enemy is always about separation and division, and even though it's a time that we're all supposed to be coming together, you know, everybody has their own feelings about the 4th. So I'm going to narrow your focus down to what's really, really important. Amen. So a prayer for our nation, and this is by Debbie McDaniel. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice, excuse me, like a trumpet. And that's Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. Sometimes it's hard to know where to begin or how to pray. We just know we have a deep ache in our hearts that cries out for God's mercy and a longing to see him heal our land. And maybe other times we wonder how effective our prayers even are. Yet God is faithful, no matter how we feel, and over all that swirls around us in our nation today. He hears our prayers. He knows our needs. There's a great power in uniting together, turning our hearts towards God, and praying on behalf of our nation. Remembering today this powerful truth upon which this nation was founded, we are one nation under God. He is where our real hope is found, not in our leaders, not in our economy, not in the condition of our nation today or any other day. Amen. So let us say this prayer together. Dear God, thank you for your great power. We praise you for your truth. We're grateful that you have set us free from the clutching grasp of sin and death. Would you be with your people, extending your grace, granting your freedom, providing your protection, empowering with your strength? We ask that you bring about an awakening of your presence as never seen before. We ask that your name be proclaimed, that all plans to silence the name of Jesus will be thwarted and crushed. We pray that many will come to know you as Lord and Savior, and we pray that many would see your light, that you would open blind eyes and release those still imprisoned. We pray that you would unify your people for the glory of your name, that all who call themselves Christians would rise up, believing your great truth. Wake us up, Lord. Remind us to live aware, to redeem the time, to listen to your words, to be willing to make a difference in this land. We pray for all those in authority that you will give them your wisdom and discernment as they lead. We ask that you would appoint strong, faithful men and women to serve this nation and our people. We pray for your great healing on our land. Shine your face on us, dear God. We need you now more than ever before. Our times are in your hands. Thank you that you are rich in mercy and full of grace. Thank you that you are forgiving and merciful. Thank you that you are strong and mighty. Thank you that you are for us and that you fight for us still today. Bring honor to your name, O Lord, for you alone are worthy. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, last but not least, we would like to send a huge shout out to Mother Cheryl and Brother Tyrone Hamilton, who celebrated their 32nd wedding anniversary on July the 1st. Praise God. Most people don't even talk for 32 days, let alone be married for 32 years. She posted the most beautiful picture of them on Facebook and also mentioned that they have 17 grandchildren and 22 great-grandchildren with another one on the way soon. So we say congratulations and God bless their 32-year union, and we are praying for 32 more. Amen. And, okay, it's the 4th of July weekend, y'all. So everyone, enjoy yourselves and whatever it is that you do, but make sure to have a safe holiday. Amen? Amen. And those are your announcements.
Amen. Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Thanks for keeping us up to date. And you know, the 4th of July means to me that it is the celebration of America being so old. It is a remembering back to when they decided to make this a country. It's not really about any particular people, but it's about, you know, this country and praying for it, and that this experiment in democracy becomes a success.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
I love those devotions. Amen.
That's
keep
good.
Them up.
You
keep
make,
them
you
up.
Make them all right. I got you. Amen.
All right, Crystal. Thank you.
You're
Amen.
Welcome.
I want to just say thank you to everybody who helped to make this Saturday worship service what it is. Amen. I want to thank Deacon Kathy Clyburn for coming through and getting all these people together and putting them on program, right? I want to thank Mother Irma Miller for giving us that awesome scripture and prayer. I want to thank Pastor O. You know, I kind of like that guy. For that altar call. Amen. And I want to thank Pastor Terrence Tate for the word, reminding us that we are the light of the world. We're not going to become, but Jesus said, you are. So we need to start being what we are, and that is the light of the world. We're also the salt of the earth. Okay? Now, when Jesus said that, you know, can it be resalted and it's good for nothing to be thrown out, what he was talking about was Dead Sea salt. And he was saying that that Dead Sea salt, the salt would literally drop out of it, and all that was left was a powdery paste. So Jesus is telling us, make sure that that don't happen to us, but let's stay the light and let the light shine, like Crystal said, so that all who are in the dark room, the whole world is a dark room, we bring light to it. Salt does two things. It preserves, okay, and it makes more palatable that which is bitter or untasty. Amen. So remember, we are the light. We are salt. All we have to do is walk in who we are. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you on tomorrow. Amen. We're going to have our communion service on Sunday. So see you tomorrow.
It's already mine.